Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We'll examine the Dallas Cowboys and their season up ahead in a moment. Of course, Cowboys and Eagles Sunday at the Link. And an interesting article from a few months back was pretty on point in a lot of ways. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the phones right now as well. Talk to our buddy Jim in Havertown. Hey, Jim. Jimmy. Oh, Jim, just not quite there. We go to Donald. Donald, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well, Donald.
We sure hope so. Listen, John, like, one thing about us Southeastern Pennsylvania fans around here, we have a flaw. And our flaw is at times we give too much credit, then we give too much criticism. Now, however, in the Broncos' case here, I do agree that he is above average. We have saw that. But, man, for the last couple of years, he's giving guys like Joe and a lot of people a lot of ammunition. He's giving them a lot of ammunition. He's giving a lot of the negative people. I'll make this point, and I'll get to it, and that's it. On the thing about you asking between Doug and between Carson needing to go, the thing is, whoever is responsible for them not trying to run the football more and implement that in the passing game, no matter what the defense is doing, is definitely the culprit here. That is definitely the culprit, I think, in my opinion. And that's what keeps Carson from turning the corner, because with this offensive line, you should not be putting yourself into dropping back 40 times and 43 times. No matter who they got running the ball,
yeah,
they need to commit to half of that in order to help him. So he's given a lot of ammunition because a lot of that stuff is on him as well. He should be saying, we need to do this. We need to, you know, despite Miles not here, Boston Scott's here, Clement's here. You know, we need to do that to limit and make sure that John Hightower can get some of those jet sweeps and not wait till Deshaun gets back.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good
you have
point.
Other guys that are fast, you know. So a lot of that stuff falls on him, too. He's a fifth-year franchise. He should have much more of a voice, and he should be doing a whole lot more to protect himself and to help these young offensive linemen. And my thing that has a part, I'm going to say across.
Across
has two parts to it.
Bad. You know what? You're right about that.
Yeah.
Across.
Good answer.
I mean, I guess there's nails also, but yeah, I mean, some of these, you know, there might be a third aspect, but yeah, the cross.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, really, really nice. Yeah. We do need to run the ball more. But we refuse to do that, and that's just sort of who Doug is.
John, if Rager plays this week, does he get a jet sweep?
He better.
But he won't, right? But he won't, because they never do it.
They did it this last game.
One
took
time.
Them seven games. To Deshaun,
it's so
and now
annoying.
Deshaun's out.
Yeah. And they got a first down on it, too. It was like, come on.
They don't believe in it.
I just saw a tweet during the last break. Is it really seven different offensive lines for seven different games?
Combinations?
Yeah.
I thought it was six. I could be wrong. I had seen six.
Well, anyway, that...
It's a lot.
That does factor in. That should factor in to your assessment to some degree.
Oh, listen, he's been in a compromised spot. There's no
completely
question.
Completely
yeah,
unstable.
No, I get it.
Around him.
All right, so I want to do a quick little dive here. Jimmy Kemsky does an outstanding job covering the Eagles for Philly Voice. John, I think you were here this summer when I presented what Kemsky had written online, but I have a gut feeling you might have been away on vacation that week. I don't know. But we as a show had gone over a Kemsky article from the summer that was entitled 10 Reasons to Doubt the Cowboys. Do you remember this, John?
No.
I don't know if you were here or not. All right. And so he laid out reasons that, because the Cowboys were getting a lot of hype, right, in the preseason. And he said, just hold on a second here. You know, don't necessarily take it for granted. Let's see what happens. And here are 10 reasons that maybe people should doubt the Cowboys. And I went back because I held on to this, and I wanted to save it for the Eagles-Cowboys week, whether Dallas is going to be really good, average, or really bad. And I did not expect them to be really bad. I don't think any of us expected them to be 2-5. And so I thought, well, let's take a look back and an examination of what the thinking was from Kemsky then compared to what the national thinking was. So his first reason was, and this is so on point, reason number one, 10 reasons to doubt the Cowboys, he wrote, it wouldn't be an NFL season without delusional Cowboys hype. That's just spot on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Spot on. His second reason, he said, Ezekiel Elliott's odometer continues to rack up mileage. And I remember at the time when I read this, I thought, boy, this is bizarre. Because he laid out that Zeke is only 24 years old at the time of the writing, maybe 25 now, but 24 years old at the time of the writing. He had only been in the league for four seasons, but there were only five current NFL running backs that had ever touched the ball in pro football more than him of current players. And they were Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, Mark Ingram, and Todd Gurley. Now, I think LeSean McCoy has probably since joined that list. He got signed after that. But, you know, his point was that including playoff games, Ezekiel Elliott was averaging 358 touches per season. There's a cumulative effect there. I mean, we all know, you watch Dallas, they lean on him a tremendous amount. And for what it's worth, while he's certainly still been good this year, he does have he's tied for his lowest career average, pretty significant drop off from some other years, and he's on pace for his most fumbles of all time. Now, is he slowing down? I don't know. The running back slowing down thing is a hard thing to gauge. I would just say it is possible that the best of Ezekiel Elliott is behind him. And certainly he's been their best player. And so if he is no longer at a top level, that hurts their team, for what it's worth. John, do you notice a physical decline from me? Can you see it? Or is it too hard to tell or too early to know?
I guess it's hard to tell. I mean, he doesn't look right at times, and it feels like he's never gotten into a rhythm, you know, like where he's been dominant and taking over games. Some of that, I think, has to do with the fumbling issues. Like, his confidence is somehow affected by that.
Yep.
I don't know if it's physical. I think it might be more mental. But because it does seem like he's very young. He's still very young, despite all the carries. Yeah. I don't think the physical should start to be hindering him the way he's suggesting there.
358 carries, though, for four straight years is a lot.
And
that's a lot of touches, man.
I agree. I agree. And he's been, you know, pretty durable throughout.
Yeah.
Been a real strength of his.
Yep. All right, another reason from this goes back to the summer from Jimmy Kemsky. He said new head coach, new defensive coordinator, you know, no real offseason. Now, we've kind of seen this play out in different ways across the league. Hasn't been uniform. But, you know, you can imagine it might have hurt them.
Another, well, you could also add in bad new head coach, bad defensive coordinator so far.
You're right about that, James. Another, he says, Dak still hasn't been signed to a long-term deal. I don't think this had played a part. I mean, he was playing decent.
He was playing well.
Yeah, he was playing well when he got hurt. All right, here's another one. He said, despite all the talk about what the Cowboys gained, they also lost pieces. So one of his reasons is the Cowboys lost good offensive starters, and he named Travis Frederick and Randall Cobb. So, okay, for what that's worth. He also then said, well, you know, by the way, they also lost good defensive players. And he specifically cited Byron Jones, who, like, yeah, that's a pretty big loss. And we've seen with their defense, the quarterback position. Another one, he said, is Leighton Van Der Esch the new Sean Lee? Meaning really good when healthy and really injured a lot. And the reality is, seven games into the season, Van Der Esch has only played 3 of 7 again. It's pretty on point. Another reason he said, this one I love. This is a great reason. He said the Cowboys had excellent injury luck last year, and what happens if that does not continue?
Wow.
And his point specifically was, if you look up games missed last year, the Cowboys actually rank, because there's rankings for these things, fourth healthiest, fourth luckiest, however you want to frame it.
Wow.
They were fourth in the NFL last year for team health, And that year they finished 8-8. So his point is, what happens if injuries really set in? And by the way, injuries have really set in for the Dallas Cowboys,
sure,
particularly on their offensive line. And then he also had another reason they don't create turnovers. And he said how they've only averaged 8.6 interceptions over the past 5 seasons. And anyone that's followed Dallas this year knows they've turned the ball over a lot more in offense than they have generated turnovers in defense. And I know entering last week, they ranked last in the NFL in the turnover differential category. So, you know, I just wanted to revisit and say, pretty damn good job by Jimmy Kemp.
Well done, Jimmy. Yes.
Laying out a lot. And, James, you brought up a good point also as an addendum. Just the guys they hired might not be good, meaning, you know, the head coach and the D coordinator. So a lot of good stuff in there. 215-592-9494. It is, of course, Dallas week. And anytime we have an opportunity to kind of rag on the Cowboys a bit, we're certainly going to take the chance. All right, up ahead, Mike Quick. Mike's thoughts on the game, Mike's thoughts on Carson Wentz and where the Birds go from here, this division as well. Mike next, phone calls as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.